Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Getting sort of the tail end of the rain and the like. Most of the more powerful storm parts are to our north, and we tell those folks who are in those areas to take cover and stay off the roads. And it's a tropical storm, and I know that tropical storms, after with all the equipment that these news bureaus have, especially weather bureaus have. They like to jack up the coverage and the like, but frankly, let me kind of help you with it. It's like other parts of the world that get these kind of storms on a daily basis, on a yearly basis. It's our season. It's like freaking out. You're going to get a bad snowstorm if you live in Minnesota. Yes, you have to be careful. Yes, you have to take precautions. Yes, you have to do all that stuff, and not take it too lightly. But the idea is, what you don't want to do is you never want to overreact. You just don't want to overreact, because if you overreact with the smaller storms like the ones that we're having now, you'll lose it. Frankly, when it comes time for the big storm, you will lose it. You will lose your mind. So the idea is to never overreact to the kinds of storms that we're having now. It's a storm. You have to take care, and you have to be smart about it. That is for sure. But the idea is that you do not want to overreact to this kind of storm. And so we are We are making sure that we have taken precautions here. And schools aren't. It's getting to the point where schools aren't closed in our area. No, we don't have any school closures. We don't have any. People went to work this morning in Tampa. People went to work. People on the road. It was supposed to maybe rain a little this afternoon. Again, life here in the Tampa Bay area is going on as usual. I want to make sure people know that we are not hunkered down. This is not a hurricane that is coming in on us that's a Cat 4 or possibly a Cat 5 storm. It's not that. It's a tropical storm. And we look. It's funny. One of the local weather folks said, look at this radar. It looks like a summer afternoon. It looks like a big summer afternoon storm because of the land area that it's covering for. But basically, it looks like a summer. It looks like a summer storm, and that's kind of what we get. And if you've been in this area for any length of time, 5, 6, 7 years, you'll start to understand that's what this is. And because again, you don't want to be the boy who cried wolf, because when it comes time for a real storm, when it comes time for again a Cat 3, Cat 4, Cat 5 hurricane. You want people to understand the danger of those storms. You don't want people to take them lightly, so you don't take the light storms too seriously. And it is a storm. The only part that I'm bummed out about is that I've got a broken roof, and that's the only part I'm bummed out about. Otherwise, I wouldn't care at all. This area needs the rain. I wouldn't be concerned. I wouldn't even be talking about it, really. Had not my roof over my living room is leaking. And I'm concerned about. I am concerned about that. That's the only thing I'm concerned about as far as the storm goes. All right, folks, we have got, you know, and I always go back to this. I always go back to Alan Levy telling the folks at Heading Left and Heading Right Radio here on Blog Talk Radio a few years ago, 2008, after the election of President Obama, that no one wants to talk about politics anymore. Everybody's politicked out, and especially on the right now, because President Obama is I don't know what Alan Levy's political beliefs are. He's never expressed those to me. So I'm not going to make any assumptions, but I know a lot of people believe that the president was going to be the post-racial president, and things were going to be different. He was going to approach things different, and we just wouldn't have any rocks to throw. There wouldn't be any rocks to throw. We would have to get on board, and this is how it was going to be, and it was going to be good. And I think, you know what, frankly, I think a lot of people believe that it was just going to be good. They really did. I think they wanted to believe that. Desperately, and they just took that. However, what we're finding out is that maybe things aren't as good as they could be, and maybe some of the promises that got made were empty promises. And I think more and more people are realizing that. Listen, we're going to get into that when we get back. And if you're on Verizon, hang up. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
All right, well, back to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. It is, again, a pleasure to be here. Later on in our second hour, our guest is going to be the representative from the House of Representatives in Congressional District 15 here in the state of Florida. It is Dennis Ross, and we're looking forward to talking to him. He and Kathy Castor, who is the Democrat House Representative here, where I'm sitting currently, co-sponsored a bill this today, and that got announced, and we want to talk about that because that has to do with hopefully curtailing this horrible tack rod situation that, frankly, right here in this area, in District 14 and 15. primarily, that has rocked the nation, has rocked a lot of people's sleep, and because it's become a huge thing. And I'll tell you what, I was speaking to somebody off air, and in Representative Roth's office, and I was letting her know that, you know, this tax fraud situation is one of those things that has basically been very, I mean, and here's the impact of it. I'll tell you the impact. That drug sales are down and prostitution is down because it is so much easier and it's so much more profitable to do this tax crime. Drug sales are down. Crime in other areas are down because it is easier. It is an incredibly more profitable and safer for the criminal right now to do this identity theft and get these tax refunds than any other way. In any other crime that they could possibly commit, and easier to get the cash and then disseminate the cash and be done. Because most of these people aren't buying houses with this money. They're buying cars, and they're using up the money. Clothes, that kind of stuff. But it's an amazing thing, and we're going to talk about it a little bit with the with Representative Ross. So we're looking forward to that call a little later. We're going to get on the IRS and EPA and some other things, of course, too. But primarily we're going to talk a little bit about the bill that he co-sponsored with Kathy Castor, who is the House Representative for Congressional District 14 here in Florida. And the hits just keep on coming. I feel like a DJ right now. The hits just keep on coming. You know, we've seen the IRS. You know, and as a brand, let's talk about this for a second. As a brand, is anybody would anybody be surprised by anything that the IRS did? That we found out that the IRS was involved in this or that? Would any of us be surprised? No, because the IRS as a brand is a damaged brand, and the only reason they exist is because they're the IRS. They can exist. They don't have to be consumer friendly. They don't have to be. It's not important. When you have the full backing of the U.S. government and arrest powers and prosecutorial powers, you don't have to be nice. When it's your game, your ball, your court, you don't have to be nice. And so the IRS has not built a history of being easy to deal with. They haven't. Now, I know that there are some of us who have individual stories of particular IRS agents that we've had to deal with that have been reasonable and nice and and helpful and all that stuff. I do. My testimony is that my dealing with the IRS through the agent that I had to deal with was as torturous as that can be and as scary as it can be. He made it as easy as possible. He made it as easy as possible. And he was always human to me. He was always respectful. Always respectful. Again, as unpleasant as of an experience as it can be. I think that he did his best to make it as human an experience as possible. So a lot of people have those stories. But as a brand, the IRS is, of course, an entity that simply has not had to be friendly. So none of us really would be surprised by the IRS being involved in something. So that when that scandal broke, you know, I don't think a lot of people were surprised. I don't think a lot of people were amazed. Of course not. But what's interesting now is this. On Monday we reported the EPA scandal. We reported that. We said, "Wow, check this out." The EPA is deciding who gets the fee waiver for the Freedom of Information Act. Oh, and guess who gets fee waivers and who doesn't? Yeah. Okay. Not so surprised. But it seems to be this culture, ladies and gentlemen, this culture that seems to be continuing on, that seems to be moving forward, it seems to be permeating the entire government of paranoia. Remember, and I've been talking about that all week, that this administration seems paranoid. Remember, I've been talking about that all week. That this administration seems paranoid, like a lot of administrations will experience paranoia, especially in the second term. Especially, you start looking at and please, I'm not comparing President Obama with Adolf Hitler. I hate those comparisons, but you'd find out as the regime was failing, as things weren't working. Nixon, same thing. As the regime was failing, as things weren't working, and some of the things that they had hoped for to work weren't working, and some of the underhanded, frankly, stuff was getting out, the president's circle became smaller and smaller, and there was more and more paranoia. Who's after me? What are they thinking? Who's on our side? Who's on our team? You know what? And these sort of conversations happen in the White House. Who's with us? Who's against us? Who in the press is on our team? Who in the press is against us? You know what? And now the situation is with people like me and Kim Clinton and the entire independent media that exists. And on both sides of the aisle, frankly, there's as much liberal, progressive, independent media as there is conservative independent media, bloggers and the like. excuse me. So it's harder now to know who's where and what influence they have. Here's a story of here's the story of the morning that you've probably already heard, and if you haven't, you are going to be. Some of you are going to be blown away. Some of you are just going to shake your head. In an AP story released this morning at 4:41 a.m., the National Security Agency has been collecting telephone records of millions of U.S. customers of Verizon under a top-secret court order, according to a report in Britain's Guardian newspaper. The order was granted by the Secret Foreign Intelligence Service Court on April 25th and is good until July 19th. The newspaper reported Wednesday the order requires Verizon, one of the nation's largest telecommunication companies, on an ongoing daily basis to give the NSA information on all telephone calls in its systems, both within the U.S. and between the U.S. and other countries. The newspaper said the document, a copy of which it has obtained, shows for the first time that under the Obama administration, the communication records of millions of U.S. citizens were being collected indiscriminately and in bulk, regardless of whether they were suspected of any wrongdoing. Wow. Well, you say, well, how do you know this is true? Verizon spokesman Ed McFadden said Wednesday the company had no comment. The White House declined comment and referred the questions to the NSA, and of course the NSA has no comment. We're talking about 121 million customers. 121 million customers, 11.7 million residential phone lines, and about 10 million commercial lines. Are you kidding me? You know, it's funny, I was talking to somebody yesterday who has Verizon as their cell phone company. Maybe they won't today. Indiscriminately. Now, the National Security Administration is going to say immediately, oh, we were doing this for national security operations. But you know what? Here's the deal. Here in this country, if you need to look at my phone records, you can with probable cause. With probable cause, you can, and I don't want that part of the law to change. With probable cause, you may indeed look into phone records. With probable cause, you may indeed check me out to see that, you know what, tap my phone, look at my phone records with probable cause. What you can't do in the United States is without probable cause, indiscriminately, just sort of pick through phone records willy-nilly. That's what you can't do. And you know what? And I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. If you are not frightened to death by secret court orders, the whole idea that you would have a top secret court order, and these court orders will be carried out. And of course, this court order is good until July 19th. July 19th. It is June 9th. It's June 6th, rather. For another month and a week. And are you sure, and my question, are we sure that this is just Verizon? That it isn't T-Mobile? That it isn't all the other carriers? The throwaway cell phones, because those phones just use Verizon towers, they use T-Mobile towers, they use whatever towers. Metro doesn't have their own towers, they use other people's towers. They're on other people's networks, Sprint and the like. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a government that is completely and totally out of control. That's what we have. We have a government that is completely out of control. it shows the paranoia that exists in this White House. As the regime starts to crumble and continues to crumble, let me get to the Guardian. The Guardian, where this story broke by Glenn Greenwald, and it came out yesterday. excuse me. The National Security Agency is currently collecting the telephone records of millions of U.S. customers of Verizon, one of America's largest telecom providers, under the top-secret court order issued in April. The order, a copy of which has been obtained by The Guardian, requires Verizon on an ongoing and daily basis to give the NSA information on telephone calls in its system. And here, and we're going to put in the chat room right now. Hey, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and put in the chat room a copy of that way you can look through it yourself of that court order. And we're going to go ahead and try to download this before it gets pulled off the internet. And we're also going to tweet it. Make sure, you know, that way somebody has it. This is top secret foreign intelligence surveillance of the court order. If you wondered if it's a four-page court order. Let's see if we can get through some of it. God, a lot of these things are written specifically for lawyers. here we go. give me just a second here. One moment here. Let me see if we can. Okay. We'll be here in a second. We've gone ahead and downloaded it. Now we're trying to. There we go. There we go, Willie. Now we can make this work. We'll read some of it. It is hereby required that the custodian of records shall produce to the National Security Agency upon service of this order and continue production on an ongoing daily basis thereafter for the duration of this order, unless otherwise ordered by the court, an electronic copy of the following tangible things, all call detail records or telephony metadata created by Verizon for communications, one, between the United States and abroad, or two, wholly within the United States, including local telephone calls. This order does not require Verizon to produce telephony metadata for communications wholly originating and terminating in foreign countries. So, again, if Verizon has a line in France, they're not looking for that. They're looking for calls that are started and ended in within the confines of the United States, or that are originated in the United States or come from somewhere else in the United States. That's what they're looking for. telephony metadata includes comprehensive communication routing information, including but not limited to sessions identifying information, for example, originating, terminating telephone numbers, international mobile subscriber identity numbers. That's the international mobile station equipment identity numbers, and et cetera. That's your cell phone. That's your electronic cell phone. Your cell phone emits a number. That way the system knows that you're on the network, and that's how the computer gets your cell phone number to other cell phones or other or anywhere else. It's like an IP address for your phone that you carry around. Trunk identifier, telephone card, calling cards, time of duration of call. Telephony metadata does not include the specific content of any communication as defined by 18 United States Code, blah 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 blah. but if they know your IMEI, there's a good chance they know who you are. It is further ordered that no person shall disclose to any other person that the FBI or NSA has sought or obtained tangible things under the order, other than to those persons whom disclosure is necessary, B, an attorney to obtain legal advice, or C, other persons permitted by the director of the FBI. Now, that's why, right there, that's why that Verizon is not going to comment, because the court order tells them not to. So we can ask Verizon. So if you have Verizon, you can call them all day long. There, first of all, you're not going to get to anybody who can make a decision, obviously, and they're all going to refer you to people who aren't going to talk to you. and that's why they are gagged in this order by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. There's no way. From the federal, this is from Verizon Business Network Systems on behalf of MCI Communications. There you go. Doing business as Verizon Business Services. That's who this is pushed out to. But in any case, so they're not going to comment. We're talking about $121 million. Hey, Mary, we're talking about 121 million Verizon customers. Now, The Guardian found this. Do you think it's possible that there are more? Do you think it's likely? Well, heck yeah, it's likely. It's not even likely, it's probable. It's not even likely, it's probable. That we just haven't found out about it yet. That this administration is paranoid beyond belief. Completely paranoid beyond belief. And they're cloaking this paranoia, my opinion. They're cloaking this paranoia like a lot of paranoid administrations do. Nixon, any number of them, LBJ. This is for security reasons. You can't, ladies and gentlemen, we can't let this stand. We can't let any of these things be pooed or pushed away by media. What you probably didn't notice, I mean, maybe you did notice, this is not a big deal this morning on the morning talk shows. Did you notice that this was not a deal on the morning talk shows? It was a storm. And I'll tell you what, we just had, to give you an idea about the storm, we just had it just showed up on my phone, a tornado warning until 12:30. It is now 12:32, and that tornado warning for this area is over. And I'm looking out of the beautiful picture window here at the Space Power Production headquarters here in beautiful Tampa, Florida. I'm looking out, and I'm starting to see across the lawn here in the back, I'm starting to see glimpses of sunlight. Yes, and I'll tell you what. Yes, the idea is to make the storm bigger than it is, because then you don't have to cover this. Now you don't have to cover this. You don't have to cover this. Here you go. In Forbes today, let's see. Just recently, Andy Greenberg of the Forbes staff put this out. National Security Agency has long justified its spying powers by arguing that its charter allows surveillance on those outside the United States while avoiding intrusions to private. Intrusions on private communications of American citizens. But the latest revelation of the extent of the NSA surveillance shows that it is focused specifically on Americans to the degree that data collection has, in at least one major spying incident, explicitly excluded those outside the United States. So the NSA has always said that we've got power to spy outside of the United States. But apparently now they believe they have powers of people inside the United States, and has specifically excluded, like the order I just read, people outside the United States. It is, aside from the sheer scope of that surveillance order, reminiscent of the warrantless wiretapping scandal under the Bush administration, and other shocking aspects of this order, its target, the order specifically states that only data regarding calls originating in America are to be handed over, not those between foreigners. It is hereby ordered, we read that, though the classified top order theory came from the FBI, it clearly states that the data is to be given to the NSA. That means the leaked document may serve as one of the first concrete pieces of evidence that the NSA spying goes beyond foreigners to include Americans, despite its charter specifically disallowing surveillance of those within the United States. The NSA chief has denied Wired's domestic spying story 14 times already in Congress. And what do we found out? Who found out today? Big fat liar. Big fat liar. This is, folks, this is serious stuff, isn't it? This is scary stuff. When the very government that you hoped would protect you and keep you safe from these very kinds of things is the very, very government that's spying on your phone calls. See, and that's part of our problem. We think that it's okay if they spy on the bad guys' phone calls, if they spy on the Boston Bombers' phone calls, if they spy on the pilots of the planes that flew in the buildings in 9/11, that they spy on Timothy McVeigh's phone calls. That's all good. But the fact of the matter is that that we are indeed trading our liberty and our freedom for safety. I don't know if the listeners of this show are ready to do that. My guess is no. My guess is that there is a rule of law that exists based in the Constitution, and what we want our lawmakers and their subordinates to do is to follow, not circumvent, the law. You know, it's interesting that the president, and we're going to talk about the president and this sort of activity here when we get back from break, that this president made an issue of the Bush wiretaps. That this president made an issue about transparency. But is strangely silent, or maybe not so strangely silent. We live in interesting days. We'll return shortly.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are 4 times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text. Oh, there's another one. Wow. Busy, busy me. So, anyway...
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. My friends keep commenting on my comment. Oh, there's another one. So many comments on my comment.
Oh, I can't wait to watch TV tonight. Playoffs!
Hey, guys, check out my new video game. Pew, pew.
Wait. Mom, what?
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 Hold on.
What'd you say? Wait a sec, what?
This weekend, unplug. Take your family to the forest. There's nothing in the world like experiencing nature firsthand. Trees, paths, bluebirds, streams. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Far from the city where the Lorax roams free is the home of a magical truffula trees. They grow happy and healthy and thick as you please, just waiting for visits from yous and from me's.
Whoa.
In a place you will love with things you'll adore us, it's a magical spot. We call it the forest.
Look, everyone here needs the trees.
And who are you?
Wait, I'm the Lorax, guardian of the forest. I speak for the trees.
Visit the animals. Come see the plants. From the mighty sequoia to the tiniest ants. Discover its beauty. Take time to relax. See brown barbalutes or even the Lorax.
I feel so alive. I just like hearing you say it.
The forest is there for you to explore. So come once to see it, then come back lots more. Visit discovertheforest.org. This message has been brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back, and thanks for coming to the Willow Austin Show. I'm sorry. One of the people, young people on my praise team, which I lead, her mother is in the hospital right now, and she has an infection, and her white blood count has stayed over 11 for a couple of days, and it has to come down below 5 for it to be released. So they are concerned that there is a blood clot. So, and we understand that blood clots are bad. So we pray against those blood clots and for that white blood count to go down. Yeah, good girl, good family. Known them for a long, long time, and they're very special. That family is very, very, very special to me. And she's a man who's a daughter is like, you have people in your life and she's like the daughter you never had or the son you never had, or maybe she's like, maybe you've had sons and daughters and she's another one. I consider her like the daughter I that my wife and I never had, and a wonderful young woman, and our prayers are just on her family and Andy. So, okay. It's funny because people have an idea that I'm just, I don't know who they think I am. But those things, like, get me. They really bother me when people are going through those things. You know, they make some of our own personal things just so small. Just so small. So, all right, so we pray for them. All right, now back to the William Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We, folks. I got a tweet yesterday. A tweet came through yesterday, and I know that I'm going to fly in the face because that's what I do. I fly in the face, and I'm pretty big. If I'm flying in your face, it's got to be. I got to have a pretty strong tailwind to get this hunk of lard up off the ground. So if I'm flying in your face a little bit this morning, deal. And I know a lot of people are mad at Marco Rubio because Marco Rubio is a member of Gang of Eight, trying to lead the charge on this immigration package. But and I know that, you know, a lot of Republicans and conservatives said, "Oh, you see, he's a rhino. He's built." I'm like, seriously. I'll say it that way because we are, and again, I talked to this week, folks. We talked to people who are ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We talked to Elbert. Gilroy yesterday. Elbert Gilroy is the senator in Louisiana who changed his party affiliation from Democrat to Republican and is now a media darling. Just like, his name escapes me, Arthur Davis did when he changed his affiliation from Democrat to Republican, became the media and the conservative darling. And it kind of pissed me off, frankly, that instead of someone like Ken McClinton, Star Parker, Alfonso Rachel, Bob Parks getting to speak at the RNC, they take this, they elevate this person who has fought them close to 20 years. Part of the Fannie and Freddie debacle in those hearings, and put him, Arthur Davis, on the pedestal. So as nice as it was, and as pleased as I was, and I'm looking, and I am. My wife and I were talking about yesterday. We're going to take the good senator up on his invitation that he gave yesterday to get out on the airboat and get us some crawfish, you know what I'm saying? Crawfish etouffee. y'all think I'm kidding. When I do that report from there, you're going to like, dang, Will wasn't kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, we're going to get up there, get some crawfish etouffee right where they come from. If it's in a ditch, we can cook it up. Put some spices on it. But anyway, we're looking forward to that. You know what? I it bothers me that sometimes we are in our own side, in our conservative side, in our Republican side, we spend a lot of time shooting arrows in the backs of the people who are in our own camp, on the back of the head of people in our own camp. Tell you why I have a connection to Marco Rubio. I'll tell you why. One incident. And I mentioned it here on the show before. Marco Rubio, before he became the candidate of choice in the Republican Party here in Florida for that Senate seat, would talk to anybody, and Marco and I have talked about this afterwards, that we were at the same, this is how far Senator Rubio has come. We were at the same Tea Party gathering in a place called Plant City, Florida, which is just east of Tampa, southeast of Tampa. It was rainy, cold, about 150 people there total. I'm serious. And I was the headline speaker. That's how far Senator Rubio has come. More people knew me. More people knew me than knew Senator, who is now Senator Rubio, at this gathering, which is just amazing to me, you know. And you know what? I was cheering Senator Rubio on because I thought that I thought that he would make a great senator. I thought that he was a choice, especially as we're watching the Charlie Crist debacle happen before our very, very eyes, and just crumbling. And I thought, well, this Rubio guy is young and energetic. He's Latin, and I'm thinking this is perfect. This is exactly what the party needs. But a lot of the support at that time was still, I mean, he was getting Tea Party support, although he's not a Tea Party candidate. He wasn't a Tea Party candidate. He was getting Tea Party support because if they asked him to come speak, he would, because he would speak to anybody. And of course, he was, you know, the mainstream media was touting him as this Tea Party candidate. And Marco never was, and he never said he was. But because he got asked to speak at Tea Party gatherings because nobody else was asking him to come talk. He come. Da, 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 da. It was real simple. But anyway, we're talking about this, you know, what Marco's involvement with this Gang of Eight. This is interesting. This is an interesting development. In an interview on the Who You at radio show yesterday, Tuesday night, Republican Senator, Florida Senator Marco Rubio indicated that he would not support the Gang of Eight immigration bill he helped author unless it has changes. Early in the day, Rubio said that the immigration reform was still short of the 60 votes to pass in the Senate. That's interesting. Well, let me first say that the news of what I said today on Fox about there not being 60 votes, actually Senator Robert Menendez of New York, a Democrat, said that same thing last week, Rubio said. And that's a fact as a reason why it is because there are still a group, well, a majority of our colleagues who are prepared to do immigration reform. They're only prepared to do it if we ensure this illegal immigration problem never happens again. And so there's a handful of Democrats and a sizable number of Republicans that say that are saying to us, we're prepared to do immigration reform, but we have to make sure that there isn't another wave of illegal immigrants, he continued. So for those who want immigration reform, the task is very simple, he said. Let's strengthen the border and security parts of this bill so they're stronger, so they don't have to give an overwhelming discretion to the Department of Homeland Security. And I think if we can do that, we're going to be able to get something done. But if we can't, it's not going to happen. Well, you know what's interesting? And I want to talk about this for a little bit. That's what I've – well, you know what's interesting is that they must listen to this show. They must, because, hell, I've been saying that. I've been saying that since 2009. I've been saying it, and I especially started saying it in this January. Right after this president got reinaugurated, I said, here's the deal. Republicans need a win, and I think immigration is the easiest win to get. It's because it's easy. Because it's literally the food that you can give a little bit to everybody, and everybody's good. It's the manna that came from heaven, and here's how you do it. Here's a Lawson immigration plan. A. Strengthen / militarize the borders, and you take 18 months or 24 months in your immigration plan doing just that. You don't do one damn thing else differently. You continue to follow the laws of the country as they are going forward. For the next 18 months, you strengthen, indeed, if you need to, in certain areas, militarize the border. North and south. South primarily. Easy enough? Who disagrees with just that point? Nobody. Nobody. Republicans win. If you can lead that charge, you win. Militarize the borders. And you know what? And I don't think that I'm not somebody. Other people do. Other people here on AT Nation do. Think that you can just run around rounding large groups of people up like Soylent Green and flying them out of. I don't think you can. I don't think it's possible. I don't think that's how we do things. The only regimes of this country that have been good at rounding large groups of people up have been Woodrow Wilson rounding up Germans during World War I and FDR rounding up Asian Americans in World War II. I don't want to add to that legacy. I don't want to add to that legacy. We have laws. Let's follow them. And because we have laws, it doesn't mean, it's never meant, that laws didn't get changed, amended, some of them repealed. I mean, there's a major law right now in the United States, the Affordable Care Act. Hell, we want it repealed. Others would say, well, it's a law. We got to follow it. And all of us are going, hell no. Let's repeal that bad boy. Let's get rid of it. I'm looking for consistency, friends. I'm looking for consistency. So we look at this thing, we look at this monstrosity, we look at the number of illegal aliens we have in this country, we look at the number of people here on illegal student visas, and we talk, and there was talk about visa reform as well. I'm going to go, what are you going to do? Every time they have a rally, you're going to get people movers and just round them up, and I mean, what way are you going to just round them up by gunpoint and put them in buses? No, you're not. You know, that may be... I'm going to say this because the school doesn't get out in this area until the end of the week, so I'll say it. Maybe there aren't many kids listening. That's like conservative porn. It's like conservative porn. Oh, man. Round up those illegals. Yeah, baby. I love it when we round them up, put them on buses, send them home. Oh, my God. It's great. No, I mean, it's like conservative porn. But it's like it's just fantasy. It's just fantasy. We don't have manpower. We just don't. So first of all, you spend 18 to 24 months securing the border, militarizing it if necessary. What a great plan for drones, don't you think? For that drone technology. So maybe it's not used against Americans. What that? Maybe that's not targeted against the backs of Americans. What a great way to use that drone technology. Right. Then you start working on student visa. Well, while that's going on, you start working on people who are here on expired work visas, on expired student visas. A large part of our terrorist problem, frankly, is people who are here, like Sammy L. Arian, who was an instructor at the University of South Florida, was here on an expired work visa 3 years before he was deported. The Lawson plan says the second, the millisecond, the nanosecond that work visa expires, your ass is on a plane back to your country. And if you stay here on an expired work visa more than 15 days, it's 3 years before you can get back in this country. It's 3 years before you can get back. Don't let it expire. Do not let it expire. If you let it expire, it's 3 years before you can come back on any kind of visa. Student visa, travel visa, vacation, holiday, you can't come back here for 3 years at least. How about 3 years before you can even reapply? See how the law changed? Wow. Does that seem crazy? Does that seem like people wouldn't agree? Well, there may be some people who wouldn't agree. But you know what? The most of Americans go, that makes sense. We've got too many people here in this country, here on expired student and student visas and work visas. The Boston terrorists not only were here on student visas, they were here collecting welfare, because he was married to an American girl, so there you go. He was benefiting that way, on visas that were expired. Send your ass home, because for the most part. We know where, for the most part, not entirely, but for the most part, we know where the people who have visas are. Easy to get them. You don't have to round them up like Soylent Green. Soylent Green is food! You don't have to do it that way. Tell you what, I'm not worried. I'm not as worried about Maria and Jose picking tomatoes in Ruskin as I am about these people who are here from other countries who hate us. And if this immigration package doesn't address the first part of my plan, yes, throw it out. Because none of the rest of it will work. All right. Now, my friend Mary in the chat room asked about Zoe. Zoe's been on the show. Alfonso Reyes has been on the show before. We've got, and I'm going to talk about, as soon as we get back from the top of the hour break, I'm going to talk about why I haven't asked Zoe. And I'll tell you when I'm going to ask him and what has to happen in the meantime. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages.
Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here where you are. The sun is coming out. I'll have to check the radar, but the sun is coming out. I'm looking out the back of the Space Bar Productions headquarters, and we are in the midst of this storm, so to speak. And seems like seems like we're getting a little bit of sunshine in the middle of the day. We just, you know, and that's sort of how these things roll. A half hour ago, 35 minutes ago, ended a tornado warning right here over our heads. And, well, that ended, and now the sun's out. It's just kind of amazing. And again, I'm telling you, it's one of those things that I wouldn't even care about if my roof didn't leak. I didn't care. I wouldn't care about. I just wouldn't. It's a tropical storm. It's summertime. It's Florida. That's what happens. You know, it's what happens. This is how we deal. It's okay. Really, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, really. Now, I know that you're hearing all sorts of stuff from around the country, and oh my God, they're, you know, it's just, you know, I read on Drudge, it's barreling towards them, and you know. Yeah, it's stumbling towards us at three miles an hour. You know, it's stumbling. It again. Let me help you, people who live somewhere else. Now, I know no one else is going to say this because I don't want people to think that, oh, you know, you don't take yourself seriously. Well, yeah, I take the things seriously that are serious, and the things that aren't serious, I tend not to. Because here's the deal. If you're talking about storms in Florida, especially in the summertime, if this was a Category 4 hurricane barreling down on us, I doubt very seriously if I would be doing this show right now. We'd be making preparations to get our home secured and be ready to evacuate. I might be doing a Ustream show or a Google Hangout from my phone. But I doubt very seriously if I'd be sitting here in our studio here at the Space Harbor Productions headquarters, looking out the back window over the estate, going, oh, the sun's coming up. I doubt if I'd be doing that. But I'm looking at a tropical storm with winds about 40 miles an hour, thinking, yeah. And again, if the roof wasn't leaking, I wouldn't even care. Everybody went to work. Let me help y'all. Who are outside of the of this area? Everybody in Florida went to work this morning. There were no school closures in Hillsborough County. None, zero. There were no school closures. Let me help you. The mainstream media is thrilled because now they don't have to talk about the government's getting phone records of 121 million Verizon users, most of which, probably all of which, have not been accused of any wrongdoing. That's probably why they are happy to talk about this. And as I'm looking at the radar here on my Galaxy S2, yes, we haven't updated it yet. But I'm looking at some storms that look like rain, like we'd get every day in the summertime. So let me help you with all that rain storm hype. That's how it is in subtropical Florida. It's nothing. You know what is something, though? I'll tell you what is something. This is a Reuters story that came out just a little bit ago. The Obama administration on Thursday acknowledged that it is collecting a massive amount of telephone records from at least one carrier, reopening the debate over privacy, even as it defended the practice as necessary to protect Americans against attack. They always do that. The administration the admission comes after the Guardian newspaper published a secret court order that I put, and I will go ahead and put that back. And I know that somebody has it. I'm going to go ahead and put that back in the chat room there. Nope, no reason. Well, no reason to. Anyway, yes, I will. I'll go ahead and put that back in the chat if I still have it in my buffer there. And I do. That the Guardian had revealed, published a secret court order that related to the records of millions of Verizon communication customers on its website on Wednesday. That was yesterday. A senior administration official did not specifically confirm the report, but noted the published court order pertains only to data such as telephone number, number and the length of the call, and does not not the subscriber's identities and the content of phone calls. And that is true. That is on the record. The order requires the government to turn over so-called metadata, such as the list of numbers that called, other U.S. or international numbers, as well as the transactional information on the time and location of calls. Such information is, quote, a critical tool in protecting the nation from terrorist threats in the United States, the official said, speaking on the condition of not being named. Now, yeah, that's all well and good, but you know what? I'm wondering, are you wondering, after the IRS, after EPA, after the phone tapping scandal, after the AP scandal, after James Rosen, to find out that this government, the FBI, shifting information to the NSA, because it's illegal for the NSA to do this, is there a breakdown in trust of government at this point? Now, again, you don't have to be some fire-breathing, mouth-breathing conservative. You don't. Just don't. But what you can do is you can look at this logically and say, you know what? The very same things that allow your liberal organization to operate freely, your progressive organization, your MoveOn.org, all of them to operate freely in this country, because this is how we do it, everything is at risk. All those things are at risk because this administration is paranoid. This all goes back, as far as I'm concerned, to an extremely paranoid administration. This administration is frankly freaking out. Its plans, its great society, everyone's going to love me. Oh, the world is going to love me, and everything will be just fine. Is all falling apart. And this administration is circling wagons. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on here. It is frightening, it is scary. And I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. If you can't see that it takes liberty to promote your progressive agenda, you've got to live in a place. You've got to live in a free place. Even to promote your progressive, liberal, what I consider bullcrap agenda, you've got to live in a free place. You've got to be able to trust the press. You've got to be able to trust your government to a degree. And I can't imagine how anybody believes that they can. I can't imagine how anybody believes they can. After this. So, of course, you can say all you want that this isn't going to matter, but I believe that all this matters. And you know what else I hope? I hope that that all of us have the nerve, the guts, to keep this conversation going all the way through the 2014 and 2016 elections. All right, listen, I was going to explain, and let's see, what time is it? Yeah, our guest should be calling in a little bit. And our guest today is Representative Dennis Ross from the 15th Congressional District here in Florida. We're going to be talking about all these things. We're going to try to pump in as many things as we can, but for the little time that we have him. So I was going to explain to you why Alfonso Rachel has not been on the show. And again, God, this has been a very personal day today. Alfonso Rachel had been on the show a number of times early in our early days as the Rational Black Man Show and then the William Lawson Show earlier, back in 2008, 2009, 2010. And he came and spoke at a gathering. As a matter of fact, we did a Juneteenth presentation, and he came out and spoke. We paid for his flight out and his hotel stay, and his speaking fee at the time was $1,000. And I was not an officer in the Black Republican group at the time. I was not an officer. I was just charged. Yeah. My friend Mary says that was way before her BTR days. Yeah, we were. I mean, I was supposed to have been here for a long time, you know, in perspective. So in BTR days, we've been here a long time. But he came in and he spoke. And you know what? And it was one of those things where he flew in that morning and I put him in his hotel room and he got some time to rest, and then I get him and he came and he spoke, and he was nice enough to do this. It was like a one day turnaround, and I put him in a car, and I'd just gotten a Lincoln. It was just so cool. I had just gotten the Lincoln, and it was 99 Lincoln, and put him in the car, and we went back to the airport, And the officers of the club at the time were supposed to take care of the speaking fee, and as it turned out, they did not. Again, I was not an officer at the time. I didn't have any power to make it happen. But unfortunately, it was my reputation that came here, and I feel personally responsible. And that was a while ago, and that still hasn't happened. It still hasn't been taken care of. And that organization is—they're in no condition. Their organization, again, if you do bad, bad things will happen, right? That organization is in no condition to live up to their promises. And so I have been reticent again, but it all happened on my reputation. So I've been reticent to ask Zoe. What I've decided to do in the meantime is this: I've decided to ask. To ask anyone who listens to this show to go to alfonsoracial.com and support Alfonso Rachel in every way, shape, and form that you can. If that's buying the book, if that's buying the T-shirt, if that's supporting his band 20 Pound Sledge by buying their by buying tracks, do so. alfonsoracial.com, and we're going to do our best to make up for what I think is a bad and embarrassing situation. So if you can do that, that'd be fabulous. And we're going to continue to push my friend Zoe. I think he's wonderful, and I don't charge guests for calling in. Nope, I don't charge. You know, what people can come and be on the show. I don't charge them for that time. We're not at that point really. And but I will I will do my best to be as the promotion arm for them, and any extra funds that we have that run the Willie Lawson Show, we will not only tithe on those funds, we also will send a portion of those funds to make up that difference. Now I feel personally responsible for that, because Zoe came because I asked him. He didn't know anybody else here. He came here all the way across the country from California because I asked him to, and he did. And I feel personally responsible. So now that we've been able to do some things, and we've got a footprint now, we're going to go ahead and rectify that. So again, his original speaking fee was $1,000. My goal is to double that for him, to give him 100-fold of that. So. To go ahead and double it. So there you go. All right. Our guests are going to call in a little bit, so we're going to take a little break right now. And our guest today is Dennis Ross, who is the congressman in Polk County, just one county over from where I'm sitting right this very minute, on Congressional District 15. And we're going to talk about a joint bill that he and Kathy Castor have sponsored. And of course, we're going to talk about Benghazi, we're going to talk about IRS, we're going to talk about EPA, and what happened yesterday, and the Verizon scandal that is on the plate this morning. Listen, we'll take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Willie Lawson Show right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home,
or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff,
like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillieLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much.
All right. Welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being where you are, you being who you are, and you doing what you do. We appreciate it. It's been a fabulous week. Unfortunately, you know, it's always something. Do you notice no matter how good things are going, it's always something? Always something. For one reason or another, the Blog Talk Radio player is not playing on the website. I know a lot of people listen on the website, and it's and it shows in our numbers. But for some reason, it has stopped playing on our website. It just stopped. No one's touched it. No one bothered it. Heck, I don't even know how to bother it. I don't even know how to break it. I don't even know how to get to it to break it. So I know it wasn't me. And I know that our webmistress said that she had not had time to do anything to it, so it wasn't her either. So interesting. So we are, I know I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that it wasn't working, but it had started working again. Now I don't believe in that with technology. It doesn't. It works or it doesn't work. It doesn't work and not work. You know, you have to hit it on the side. You know, that's not how things go. I mean, if it's going to work or not work, and right now it is truly not working, which is a problem. Which is truly a problem. So we are working on that. So if you like going to the LostInShow.com website, we are working on that. You know what? And also if. We've got someone who helped us with our website and helped us for free, and it looks so. Let me help you. So say this with me. So much better than it did before. I can't even tell you. The term "butt ugly" referred to my website. that's what that term referred to. And right now it's beautiful, except we've got that one technical problem. And I know that our webmistress is busy and again has to go on with doing the things that are making her money. There you go, that's my girl. If you are able to help out in that area, if you have expertise in that area, you just send me an email at willie@willaustinshow.com, let's talk. Let's talk. Let's see if we can if we can team tackle this thing to make sure that that player is back up and operational. It looks like today. I also want to make the announcement for those who are listening local. I will be speaking at the Hillsborough County Republican Executive Committee District 1 meeting today. Ron Thatcher and the folks and me and my friend Stanley Gloss are going to go, and we're going to talk about the concept of community infusion. So we are excited about being able to talk about community infusion over outreach and such outdated things as outreach and how I personally believe that Republican outreach is a snipe hunt, you know, because no one came and got me. No one outreached to me. And I sort of take the community infusion method as a much better model to grow the base and to get the message of conservatism and republicanism out to the masses. You know, a few years ago, I met a young man who was running for Congress. He was replacing another young man in that district. He was replacing Adam Putnam, and I had gotten the chance to meet and talk to Adam Putnam and while Adam was in Congress. And he was one of my first. He was one of my first guests that blew me off. What I mean by that is that I had made the call and I'd set it up and I was all ready to go, and he didn't call. He didn't show up. So later in the day, I saw, you know, things happen. I was kind of upset and disappointed, but things happened. But I'll tell you what won me. Later on in the afternoon, about 3 or 4 hours later, my cell phone rings and it has a 202. You know, that's Washington D.C. It has a 202. Area code. So I'm always afraid when it's 202. I'm thinking, oh God. So especially now, I picked the phone. I said hello, and it wasn't his secretary. It wasn't one of the people in his office. It was actually Representative Putnam apologizing. I was sold. I was sold. And when Adam Putnam decided not to run for re-election for Congress for the U.S. House. This young man, Dennis Ross, decided to take his place. And after watching him campaign and watching how we interface with the citizens in this area, I thought, oh my goodness, what a wonderful, wonderful person. And I thought, this is someone who is not going to get sucked in to the whole Washington thing. He's just not going to happen. And people say, oh, they all do. And I said, not with this guy, not with this guy. And it hasn't, and I don't believe it will, because of the strength of his personality, the strength of his faith, the strength of his commitment to the his constituents in Eastern Hillsborough County and Polk County. I believe that this gentleman is a template for what representatives ought to be, and how they ought to behave, and how they ought to interface. So I'm going to bring on right now, on line one is the U.S. Congressman from District 15 here in the state of Florida, someone I'd like to call my friend, Representative Ross. Is that you?
Yes, it is, Willie. Thank you. That was very kind of you to do that, but you're much too kind. I don't feel that young anymore.
I bet, man. Yeah, you look pretty good when I saw you at the Lincoln Day dinner, though.
Thank you.
You look pretty spry.
That was nice.
But yeah, it was a good time. Congressman, I know we have a short time. Where do we even start?
It's hard to say where we start, Willie. You know, the American people deserve to have trust in their government. It is a government created by the people, for the people, and now this government is governing by fear and intimidation. The scandals that have come about in the last 2 months should give every one of us pause to be vigilant so that this never happens again. And then when we hear, you know, not only the IRS scandal and targeting the groups, it doesn't matter whether they're conservative or liberal, they have no agenda targeting groups. The subpoenas of the AP reporters, the subpoena of the Fox reporter Jeffrey Rosen, Eric Holder's arrogance as Attorney General and not responding to the Fast and Furious subpoena, and then learning today that they've done a blanket subpoena through the Attorney General's office on all customers of Verizon in the United States leads one to ponder what is going on. You know, when you do a subpoena, when you do a wiretap, when you do a search warrant, you have to assert probable cause. And even under the Patriot Act, you can't do something so blanket as just to want to cast a wide net. You have to assert something so that the judge overseeing it believes there's probable cause for you to obtain these records. I can't believe that 100 million people in the U.S. are all suspects of counterterrorism or having relationships with terrorism in this country. We should be vigilant that this should never happen. And I stand just dumbfounded that we're allowing this to happen. I mean, Attorney General Holder needs to go. The American public need to know. They need to see some form of transparency in this government, and we need to get our government back.
You know, and you know, Congressman, we said, you know, as almost it became almost a bumper sticker that we want our country back. But
yes,
at this point, it really seems like to the average person that this federal government is so disconnected. They circle the wagons. It seems to be, and I mentioned this earlier, and I don't know what you think about it, there seems to be almost a paranoia on Capitol Hill, in the White House especially, that you simply can't request the phone record 121 million people who have not done anything wrong. We don't do that in this country.
We should never
have.
And
there's never a reason. First of all, this whole idea of I read the article that the White House has admitted to it, and apparently this is about keeping us safe. How long would it take to go through 120 million people's phone records from until this court order doesn't end until July 19th?
Right.
It started in April.
Yeah.
Nobody has the manpower to do that.
It defies logic and reason, Willie. It defies logic and reason. And it should shock the conscience that we as a country of individual freedoms and liberties or allowing our government to do this at the level that they're doing it. Look, I know they have an obligation to protect us, and thank God they have that obligation. But when we tip the scales too far, and now they're in our bank accounts, they're in our phone records, they're in our tax returns, something's gone on here where the right to privacy is only words and doesn't actually exist for Americans. That is frightening.
It's absolutely, you know what, and I said, and I'll see if you agree. And you mentioned earlier, I don't believe that it matters what side of the political aisle you're on at this point. I really don't.
No, not
with these issues, because you can't run your little progressive blog, newspaper, group, 501c4, without being able to trust that your government is going to be upfront with you.
you are correct. Politics and governing is all cyclical. You know, there will be times when the Republicans are in control. There will be times when the Democrats are in control. What's bad is what precedent is set with whomever's in control that allows the next successor to do what the others did. And so if the Republicans ever take control of the White House and Congress again, and they now start investigating liberal groups, or they start now wiretapping and getting records pursuant to the Patriot Act in mass, as what's going on now, and all we have to say is, well, this is precedent, it was done before, that doesn't make it right. And that's where we have to stop. That's where this becomes a nonpartisan issue. It becomes an issue that all Americans should be interested in, engaged in, and vigilant about to see that we put a stop to it.
That's exactly right. So to that end, what can we do at this point? You know what? The White House has admitted to at least one major carrier, but that doesn't. You know what? And I hate to be the cynic. I'm thinking there's a number of other carriers out there. Are we going to find out that not only has it been Verizon, has it been T-Mobile, has it been some of the other carriers as well?
Apparently it has over the last 7 years they've been doing this. But to what extent and how broad the subpoenas have been, I don't know. And I don't know if we'll ever know because they're holding it as classified information. And I'm not privy to that classified information. But I will tell you that we need to put a stop to what's going on, because the next level that we go to is where government is in our lives in everything we do. I mean, from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed, and probably while we're sleeping, the government will be there, and that is frightening.
Oh, it's awful. Let's back up for a second, and I know that you have some personal experience in this, and you are in the forefront of this, and this has kind of been put on the back burner until the past couple of months, and I think it's going to be an issue going into the 2014 and definitely into the 2016 elections. Let's talk about Benghazi for a little bit.
Yes,
because I look at Benghazi as a failure in so many areas. And intrigue in so many areas that questions, again, by A.G. Holder, that simply won't be answered. What's your view on where we are in the investigation and where we are with Hillary Clinton's involvement still? You know, I know that she's probably sitting at home watching Judge Judy or something right now. Okay, maybe not. But there's still lots of questions that simply haven't been answered.
And I think it'll take a while to get to the answers to those questions. You know, just to back up a step, when we did Fast and Furious and Holder was subpoenaed and he did not release the documents that we had requested because he said he asserted executive privilege, we had to hold him in contempt. And the only way that contempt holding can be enforced is either through the Senate or approving it as well, or through the courts. Of course, the Senate wouldn't touch it, and so we're now in the courts with regard to that contempt holding. Unfortunately, we're probably going to have to avail ourselves to the judicial system and go to the courts in order to find out who was behind the Benghazi stand-down order, who was behind the order to not provide proper security in advance. We know a lot. We know that when the British embassy was closed just 3 months earlier, they did so because they had made a decision after so many attacks on them as well as us that it was not safe to be in Libya, especially in Benghazi. We know that at the time the State Department was trying to give an impression of normalcy of security in Benghazi when, in fact, that wasn't the case. At best, this is nothing but absolute malpractice and incompetence on part of the State Department. At worst, it is a conspiracy within this presidential administration to withhold information and for not coming to the aid of American citizens who lost their lives that could have been prevented.
You know, we've heard a couple of stories. We heard that there was in Italy there were fighters that might have been scrambled. But the story that came out was that, and we're not even going to talk about the nonsensical story of a video. That's just nonsense. We're not going to talk about that. But there was the story came out that there were tankers in the area for refueling. Representative, aren't there Italian tankers in that area? Do you think that the American government could have made a phone call and said, we need a tanker in that area? Could the Italian government provide that for us? And it would seem like in the spirit of cooperation, that would have been likely. Or is that story one of those rabbit trails that they're sending us down?
As much as we invest in foreign aid with countries that like us and even more so with countries that don't like us, I think we could have probably bought sufficient refueling capacity at the time we needed it in this particular situation. And for a president who doesn't think that we ought to be using drones but uses them anyway, we had drones in the area and were using them but failed to allow them to do anything but surveil the area. And that's unfortunate.
It was awful. The story of the group that was told told to stand down and that testimony came to the House.
We need to find out who gave that order. That's
how crucial. How many people can though? It's got to be a pretty small fraternity of people who can give that order.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate that. It just is, and I'm not on this thump Obama campaign here, but there's a small fraternity of people who can give that kind of order.
Right.
All right, Benghazi, and so you think it may be a while before we find out? We really dig to the bottom of who's responsible there.
Yes, I do.
That's unfortunate.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate because four Americans lost their lives. And one more question about Benghazi. What about the people who were injured? Where are they?
I don't know. I do not know. But I think we're seeing a few people starting to come forward so long as they know that they can be given some sense of immunity to give their side of the story.
Okay. Well, hopefully that will continue to happen. Before I let you go, I know you're busy. I want to talk about this is in the spirit of bipartisanship. This is something that I couldn't have expected to happen, but I'm glad it did. You and Kathy Castor, who is the representative from Congressional District 14, where I live, and I work in your congressional district, and I live in hers. It's kind of funny. Have co-sponsored a bill having to do with the truncation of Social Security numbers.
Yes. You may recall, Willie, that some time ago there was it's even going on now. One of the largest fraud operations going on with IRS tax returns was in Hillsborough County. People were running these scams. They would get Social Security numbers, file online tax returns, and get a check in the mail. The IRS is antiquated in their information systems. They don't cross-reference a Social Security number with a date of birth or an address or anything else that law enforcement does to verify the identity of a person. So these people, all they do is fill out a tax return with a stolen Social Security number, and then they get a refund. And then the person who's adversely impacted by it, the victim, has to now go through this long and lengthy process. They're essentially guilty until proven innocent to show that it wasn't them. We need to be more protective of our Social Security numbers. This bill will require the Secretary of the Social Security Administration to implement a rule that requires all agencies with which they deal to only allow for a truncated Social Security number so that there is no opportunity for fraud, for anybody to steal a Social Security number. Kathy and I talked about this. This is obviously it's a bipartisan issue. It cuts across both aisles, and quite frankly, if you want to get something done in this Congress, especially with a Democratic Senate and a Republican House, it's got to be a bipartisan piece of legislation, and I'm hopeful that this one will pass because that's what it is.
Well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned that I live in East Tampa. My wife is a manager of a credit union here in East Tampa,
wow.
and we are at ground. And we really, I hate to use this term, but we are at ground zero for what you know what is commonly referred around here, sir, as the drop program.
Yeah.
People come into her branch with checks for the $9,000 plus, which is the maximum you can get. On one of those green dot cards,
yeah.
or whatever. So no, we see it right here where I live, up close and personal. And it is a debilitating thing for if your identity has been stolen. But it's typical IRS. You're guilty until
yes.
you prove it, until you can somehow prove yourself innocent. And that seems to be how they roll. You know.
There's now if ever we were going to reform the IRS. It is a time. I mean, the appetite is getting stronger. The evidence is getting greater that they cannot manage themselves, that they are out of control. Now is the time to make sure that we get some reformation.
Okay. In this, I'll tell you, Willie Lawson is for deciding. We haven't had the IRS forever. Moses did not bring the IRS down on the tablets. Okay.
You know? Right.
we've done other things before. I think it may be time to do something else. We've tried this IRS experiment. It may be time to go with something that's simpler and less intrusive in American lives. Do you think so?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Now I'm not a flat or a fair. I'm for having the discussion. Are you in the same place, or do you have a preference?
Well, first of all, I mean, I wouldn't mind making it a lot simpler. That would be the first avenue because I think that we'd have a much better chance of making. A lot simpler by reducing the tax rates, removing a lot of the exemptions and loopholes that we have, and you wouldn't have near as much need for as many people as we have in the IRS today if we were to make it simpler. But if we can take it to a fair tax, I would love to see that supplant or replace the IRS. It's what we can politically do that we need to get done. And politically, I don't know if we can make it as far as a fair tax. I think we now need to have a good debate on it. But I know for a fact we're in a position to reform the IRS, and we need to reform them, make it significantly simpler, make it much better for individuals to not be under suspicion all the time of what they do and what they earn.
Well, you know what? I think you're right. I think from a political standpoint that is okay that we go in not so baby steps, maybe infant steps, to get to that point. All right, sir. I know you're busy. Thank you
That's
ever
right.
so much, just
always.
Like always, for coming on. Golly, it's always fun.
Yes,
and
thank you.
So when are you going to be back in district?
Hope to make it home by tomorrow, but we'll see how the storms do.
Oh, I got the radar on, man. It's just raining. You're fine.
Good.
You're fine. All
really,
right.
I appreciate that.
Thank you ever so much. This is Dennis Ross, who is the congressional representative for CD15 here in Florida. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too now. Take care now.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Always good. Always fabulous, ladies and gentlemen. Always fabulous. Always fabulous, my friend Dennis Ross, who is the congressman from the 15th District here in Florida. He is a nice guy, Mayor. He is a nice guy. He is everything. I mean, when you talk to Dennis Ross, off the record, he's just like that. He is just like that. So it's always good. So we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Willie Lawson Show right after these messages.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments, a right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do you throw a curveball? How do you build a fort? How do refrigerators run? How do fish learn how to swim?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
How high can you jump?
But you don't have to know every answer.
How many phone numbers are there?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
How do cell phones work?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
What's electricity?
They just need you.
What's the moon made of?
For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you can stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-229-7271 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-229-7271 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-229-7271 to get your car protected today. Call 877-229-7271. That's 1-877-229-7271. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-229-7271. That's 877-229-7271.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back to the Will Lawson Show. I want to thank my guest, Congressman Dennis Ross of the CD 15 here in Florida. Good guy. He gets it. And there are so many other people who get it, who understand it. You know what? I tell you guys, I'm a big fan of U.S. House elections because they're local, basically local elections with national implications. I'm a big fan of finding one of those candidates and supporting them. No, I'm sure a lot of people are tired. I'm sure a lot of people are frustrated as they start to see the things that happen in government. And I'm not talking about in any sort of partisan sense. What I found as a lot of us, myself especially, have started looking at the condition of our nation, is that things are out of control. Things are out of balance. We've been lied to. There have been backroom deals made between government and big business that, of course, we've been left out of. The unions that a lot of people had depended on to protect them, to keep them safe, to have their back, have been making deals with big businesses and the government. And there's all sorts of backroom, underhanded, under-the-table deals made to prosper a few, to protect the legacy of a few. And this all happened while media, primarily, had us running in circles, worried about whatever. And now we are trying our best to roll this large boulder up this very steep hill. And the downwind of opposition from those that do not want it to happen is massive. Massive. I understand. I get being tired. I get being exhausted. I get being frustrated. But this is what I've learned in my 52 years of life, which is small compared to a lot, is that I am very, very careful about how I use my energy. I am very, very careful about how I use my energy. I am very, very careful about the people that I pull beside me as allies. And I understand that I can't pick this up and throw it over my head. That's not how it's going to work. That I'm going to have to be smarter, work a lot more efficiently. Not harder. You hear me say, I don't have to work harder. I have to work smarter and a lot more efficiently as I'm pushing that boulder back up that hill against the wind of establishment on all sides. And that if I can find any help along the way to push that boulder up that hill, no matter where it comes from, I'm going to use it. And I don't have to walk in ideological lockstep with you if you are going to push next to me. I don't have to agree with everything you do. I don't have to agree with all of your lifestyle or your lifestyle of choice. I don't have to. I don't. Because it's the bigger picture that is most important. I've learned not to focus on the tree but the forest. I want you to think about, until we meet again tomorrow, about the forest and not trees. These folks will have you running around from tree to tree, trying to keep every tree in the forest from falling down until you are exhausted and frustrated until you quit. Don't do it. Focus on the forest and protecting the forest. And yes, some trees may fall, but the idea is you must focus on the forest. And pull people beside you that, so you don't agree on everything. So you don't agree on, we're not sure about fair or flat tax. But what do we agree on? The current system can't. The current system can't continue. So if you and I agree that the current system can't continue, then we can talk it out later or hug it out later about fair or flat. See you tomorrow. Go out there and learn something. Love somebody. And for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. God bless. Bye now. 226-9928. What phone number is that? That must be a cell. Must be a cell phone number. 226-9928.